where Revelation 13 said it was going to do. What historical event took place that caused that to happen? It was the collapse of the Soviet Union. You see, brothers and sisters, when verse 40 came to pass and the Soviet Union collapsed, what we've been teaching as truth, that the United States would at some point begin to command the world to do what it says, when verse 40 was fulfilled, that became present truth. The United States began its role of fulfilling that truth prophetically. That verse is the verse that, if we would have seen it during that time period, would have allowed us to know that the next verse was about to take place, and we'll deal with the next verse in our next presentation. But the next verse is describing a Sunday law in the United States. And brothers and sisters, one of the most simple truths to defend, but most resisted and most misunderstood or most not recognized truth in Adventism today, and it's a shame, is that at the Sunday law, if you have an understanding between Sabbath and Sunday and you don't uphold the Sabbath, you receive the mark of the beast. Nobody's received the mark of the beast before the Sunday law arrives, but when it arrives, if you have an understanding of these truths, then you are going to demonstrate one side of the issue or the other. And the people that have an understanding of these issues when the Sunday law arrives are Seventh-day Adventists. So if verse 41, and we haven't dealt with that yet, if verse 41 is describing a Sunday law in the United States, then what it is also describing is where probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists in the United States. And I'm saying in the United States specifically, because the Sunday law proceeds geographically around the world. But if, as Adventists, we realize that the very next verse to take place is verse 41, and it's describing the point where our probation closes, then what verse 40 is telling us is it's time to wake up, because probation's about to close. Now, brothers and sisters, our greatest need is for a revival. And Sister White says a revival signifies a renewal of spiritual life. In other words, if we need a revival, it means we're spiritually dead. And she says that the revival is brought about from an understanding of prophecy. And what I'm suggesting to you is that verse 40 turned what we understand as truth into present truth. And at the same time, it points out that the next thing to happen is that our probation is going to close. And if we will internalize that truth and bring that truth into our hearts and let the Holy Spirit use it the way He wants to use it, then we'll be brought back to life, because it's the wake-up call to end all wake-up calls. It's the wake-up call that says, wake up now or die. Now, there's more significance to that when you start bringing different passages into